All right, we'll call this meeting to order at 5:30. We need a roll call. Sean.
Here.
Wilma.
Here.
Stacy.
Absent.
Whoa. Okay. I am here. Allegra.
Absent.
And absent. All right. Pledge of Allegiance. Sean, you want to lead us?
The new pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
All right.
Second.
Second by Sean. Roll call, Sean.
You don't need a roll call.
Oh, yeah.
we don't need that on that?
No, but I vote aye.
We're all right here. That's like it was
done. Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Look at you guys jumping right on that. We don't need that.
We don't even need that. We're NASCAR today. Consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Go first.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Public comment. If I have anybody here, anybody virtually here?
No.
That's Stephanie's function.
Gotcha. Board reports. Any reports from board members?
I don't know what his title is. The city facility manager was on vacation, but he's back this week. So the mayor's supposed to get with him and find out about that crosswalk. So I'll follow up with her on Monday if I don't hear from her.
Good. I'm glad they're doing something.
Let me see.
Good.
Yeah, thanks for shepherding that along.
Got it.
Wilma?
No.
Have nothing. Executive Director.
I have nothing more to add than what was submitted.
All right, finance report is.
I had a question. On the report that you submitted, the open positions, it said substitute and electives.
Yeah.
And then in parentheses, ag. Is that ag as in agriculture? Is that an acronym for something?
Sorry. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I get confused.
Yeah. No,
so is that a combination?
So we've had this position for a while now.
Okay.
We need somebody on our campus that can fill in because we have so much absenteeism, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is they can sub, and when they're not subbing, they're going to teach an elective to everybody.
Okay. And the elective.
My preference would be to find somebody who could do agriculture classes.
As an elective. Okay. Got it.
Because we have those other grants with ag. So right. If we had somebody really dedicated to that, that would be cool. But I'm going to tell you, if somebody comes along and has some other area of elective interest, that's what it's going to be.
Also. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. What a sweet job. Like, that would be a cool job.
Yeah.
So I hope we find.
We're offering. And I've seen it flying, so it pays well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We don't have a finance report. 7A, E-rate funding commitment, TPC.
Jerry, do you mind just, I didn't prepare you to say anything here, but just that we've been working with that company and that we got commitments.
So we work with this amazing company that makes E-rate actually approachable and possible, and they harass us to make sure we meet all the deadlines that are required for purchasing of electronic equipment. Currently, we are continuing to upgrade our wireless stuff to improve, Wi-Fi around the school. And that's pretty much all we purchased this last time.
And we also, it covers our internet cost.
All right. 7B, E-rate funding commitment, Long Valley School.
Same thing.
Okay. Quarterly vehicle report, 7C.
I put the report in the packet, but I'll just kind of tell you, we did purchase a new vehicle for Portola, the 2024 Toyota Highlander, and we traded in the Pilot to purchase that. So, all of the vehicles have had their annual check and oil change, and they were all detailed and cleaned in the summer, so they're all ready for the school year.
So we're with pilotless.
Yes, we are pilot. But this, we felt strongly that we still wanted the 8-seat capacity, and that Highlander has that 8 seats. So
yeah, that's fancy room.
Yep.
All right, we'll go to action items 8A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of Lass County Office of Education 2025-26 master agreement for Long Valley and Thompson Street Charter.
Move to approve.
First.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it. 8B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the roof for Thompson's Peak Charter School.
I'm going to move to approve so we can discuss.
Agreed.
Is that okay. A second?
Mm-hmm.
So is there somebody that you found that will do second quote? Because I've called everybody.
I'm going to let Stephanie talk about that.
I didn't hear the question.
Did you find it someone that was willing to give a second quote? Because I called everybody.
So I have not. I feel strongly that we need to get a second quote, and I reached out to some of the contractors that I know in the area for some names, and so I want to have a little more time to work on some others. There's a gentleman that I know, let me look his name. He actually is doing quotes by, Google Earth, and he comes up out of Chico, so maybe perhaps he's willing to do something like that for us, just so we can have an idea of, you know. So I got his number today, and I'll work on making those calls. But I really feel that we need to get another bid to compare before we make a decision.
Did you get a hold of Zed Moore for more roofing?
More roofing.
More roofing.
We tried.
That is not a name I knew, but I will write it down.
You tried to get.
I tried more. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And Stephanie seemed to think that the fellow who gave us the quote is probably a year and a half, 2 years out before he could even, that he's so booked. So, holy moly.
Don't we need three anyway?
No, we don't have that rule. We do our best to get at least two. Three's nice, but we don't have that number of contractors to do that with anything.
We also had our roof done this summer while our garage, and the gentleman who did that, he'd probably be willing to come over and take a look. I don't know that he has the staffing to be able to do this, but I think he would probably be willing to give us some numbers. So, I mean, he may be willing to do it. I mean, it's a good job. So I'm going to call him too and see if he's willing. But he's a one-man operation with his son, so.
I think the work needs to be done. There's all the reasons that we should make that a priority, but I think waiting another month is probably.
And the only quote we got was from Reading, right?
The, yes.
The person's from Reading.
Just not in Chester, but he's worked. The gentleman we did from is doing a lot of work in the area.
Well, the price Carrick charges, he should have put a roof on. Yes, it is.
Gentleman that does that is Blake's Roofing. So I'm going to go give him a call down on that.
Have we tried anyone from Reno area?
I have.
Who had, do you recall any names that you got? Because that's what I was just saying.
Reno, I called D&D.
D&D.
I may have called two others. I don't remember the names.
Okay.
I'm actually surprised about Zeb. Did you actually talk to him?
I also didn't remember, but I do remember specifically calling him.
Because Zeb is the one that has done all the roofing here, and he does an excellent job, and he's usually very responsive.
You want to try him?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Jen, and she's not here for me now. She also called another company here, and it could have been them. They were not willing to come out. So, and I can't remember the name of it. Go back to notes. But I have four people to call just by reaching out from.
And I wonder about Kira.
I see him tomorrow, Oz.
I mean, I think, you know, we're not getting anybody. It'd be worth getting some numbers to see if it's competitive or not.
I got Mike's number. You got his number and all that?
No, he sent it.
I usually see him in the morning, too, so.
Okay. Well, if you'd like, I'd like to tell him for the price that he charged us, he should have been able to apply. Anyway, if you like, I'll give him a call tomorrow. I like to harass him.
Let's definitely do it.
All the time.
He's working next door. He's usually at a job site in the morning. I'm happy to have a face-to-face.
We need
some pressure on
other things.
We have a good relationship.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we like to poke fun at each other.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you poke fun at him, Stephanie.
He likes our cameras when his stuff gets vandalized.
Well, I've seen him. He's working on one of the other schools in town.
Okay.
All right, so we're just approving the fact that we need a roof.
No. We have to vote.
No, you're going to vote and.
Well, no, but we're not approving a contract or anything. We're just approving.
There's a motion to approve the contract, but we have to vote. I just want to discuss it.
Yeah, good.
Okay, well, we're not approving this one bit.
So take the vote.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, the notes have it. Yeah, okay. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
We didn't hear. All right, 8C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updating position control, including part-time paraeducator to full-time paraeducator / bus driver and 0.6 FTE to 0.8 FTE for the Doyle Wellness Coach.
Move to approve as presented.
Mouthful.
So, I'll second, but I do have a question. So we're just going to combine. So right now we have a part-time para and we need a part-time bus driver. So we're going to combine it into one position.
Right.
Okay. And then increase the hours of the wellness coach.
So what I learned, they would not let me use the 3 days a week of the wellness coach here and 2 days a week in Portola to make one position. The grant will not allow that.
Oh.
So in order to get the grant funding for it, I need at least 30 hours. And coincidentally, she's willing to do that. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's have it. 8D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated special program administrator's job description. First.
I'll second, and I have questions. So, this looks like, just from what I remember of different position descriptions, it's a combination of several positions.
It truly is.
Okay.
It truly is.
It's picking. Some is what Kelly used to do.
Right.
Some is what
Whitney
Sherman
used to
did,
do.
Some is what Whitney did. Okay.
So it is a combination.
Okay.
And it will fit very nicely with the 2 days a week job I'd like to have in the future.
Okay. Because I was going to say, when I was looking at the requirements for the, I'm like, I'm not sure we're going to find somebody. So, okay, got it. I wasn't reading between the lines. Okay. That's my question.
Hold on. So we're approving.
You need a master's
degree. We're approving you walking away right now.
It would simply, and there's more steps. There are definitely more steps to this. So I just want to make sure that description was right. And then you're going to have to approve requesting a waiver from the state. Then you'll be. Because the state has to approve a waiver for me to work 2 days a week.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that we're clear, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Ayes have it. AD, discussion of possible action regarding approval of agreement for Thrive for the development of an instructional action plan and ongoing leadership coaching.
Move to approve.
First.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. F, discussion of possible action regarding approval. Adding painted games to the Doyle TK2 playground.
Move to approve.
Oh, thank you.
Why do we have to have that? Agenda is it over the limit?
No, but it was making a change to our property. Okay.
I'm sure you like the
waste of 3 minutes for you.
Do your day to day.
Okay.
You're messing up my NASCAR. He's doing an extra one for
I got
no
questions. Yeah, just competition.
You have more questions, Drew?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, 8G, discussion of possible action regarding approval of removing the adult education policy 3009.
One second.
All right. Discussion? Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, have it. 8H, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated bus conduct and safety policy 5004. First.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
We're all waiting for the question when we have.
I know. I'm like, well, we got a few more items. Oh,
but not really questions.
Okay. No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I just have it. 8I, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the 2025-26 employee handbook. First.
Second.
And just a quick question. Not much has changed in that, right? From last year to this year.
A lot has changed.
Oh, well, what has changed exactly?
There went the NASCAR.
So it's a lot of verbiage. So there's been a lot of law changes. So it updated for several policies in there. A lot of it's verbiage.
Is it state dictated that we had it? Okay.
Yep.
That's what I want to do. So there's a bunch of.
It's all state new laws.
That's lawyer penned.
Yeah. So I did have a couple questions on that, mostly just comments. But on page, I didn't print the whole thing. So on 194, page 194, it says add in something about the new requirements for driving students. So what is that? So that's going to get added in some time.
Was that just a note on there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
is this a reminder for somebody?
A reminder to
okay
add that in.
Okay.
We
I just didn't know if it was supposed to be deleted or
it
was going
to. No, it and it needs to be in there.
Okay.
So we have a new law, SB 88, that has new requirements for anybody driving students.
Okay.
So if we have employees driving students, this has nothing to do with a parent driving kids to a game or something. This is all about our employees driving students. And if they're going to drive more than 40 hours, they have to, we have to have them in, what is that called when they're in the pole?
They have to be in a drug program.
Like bus drivers.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Get randomly selected for, you know, all of a sudden you get pulled and you get sent to go have a random drug test.
Right.
And so they have to be in that kind of pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go for a medical exam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right. Things like that, we have to watch
their vehicles have to be inspected by a licensed mechanic annually.
You know, there was a lot of lot more safety things. Thankfully, the mechanic we're already using is on that list. So
that's good. So the add-ins.
So the add-in is simply that employees may not drive students unless they've been approved through that SB 88 process.
Okay. Then the other question I have, and I'm not sure if this is in the employee's handbook or which one, but on page 204, we have the wrong date and times for the board meetings. It says the second Thursday at 5:45.
Oh, it's got the old.
Yeah.
Let's see where that's the student handbook that I'm looking at now. Yep. Thank you. We're going to fix that.
And then the other thing, when you read through all of those, and some points were called the governing board, some points were called the school board, and other points were called the boards of directors.
Okay.
I don't know if that should all be.
Like, it should all be the same.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Okay. I just noticed that when I was reading through it. And just one other thing in the student, where we talk about the three school rules. It talks about it early on, but then it just references it. I just think it might be a good idea, like in parentheses after that, to remind them what the three school rules are every time we mention it.
Mention it.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Just
so they don't have to say, oh, three school, what's that? And then
flip back
10 pages to remember what they are.
Okay.
Shall I amend my motion? Make any changes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's in a second.
But
we're not on that, right?
That's the next one, right? The student handbook, right?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's two handbooks. It is split.
There's stuff on both.
And there's right, there's stuff on both.
So there's changes in the employee.
Yes.
So I made my motion to include the changes. And someone will have to second.
I'll second.
Right.
So on that one, we're going to amend it to include the requirement for SB 88 was missing from the wording.
And then we'll get to J and all that too. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion passes. AJ, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the 2025-26 student handbook, Long Valley site base, Long Valley independent study, and Thompson Peak charter independent study.
So I move to approve as presented, but also to include the changes that will come.
A second.
Is there more in the student handbook?
I think so. Okay. So that was board meeting dates, correction, align the governing board.
So
that all those words are the same and repeat the school rules.
No three school rules.
Nothing else? And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 8K, discussion and possible action regarding approval of declaration of need for fully qualified educators for Long Valley and Thompson Peak charter.
No two.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 8L, discussion and possible action regarding approval of air conditioning for Long Valley Doyle campus.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion on this item? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. 8M, discussion and possible action regarding approval of air conditioning for Thompson Peak charter. Motions. No, let me get either
one. I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got a first by one. I'll second it. Any discussion?
It's, I don't know why it's on here. We're going to just disapprove it. That's all I'm saying.
The air condition?
It's recommended to just not approve.
No. Approval of air conditioning in Thompson Peak.
And in my recommendation,
for, oh, sorry,
I suggested we do not approve that at this time.
Oh, I did see that. Mm-hmm. You're right, because of the cost.
So just let's deal with the roofing first.
I got it.
The use of that room is not as frequent that it is causing a hardship today. I think it still needs to be done, but I think we do the get the roofing done and then see where our dollars are. And also the funding that you had mentioned previously, Jason, for that project, I'd like to, because their cash position is not the same as Long Valley's, I'd really like to see if we can't get our hands on that funding. It hasn't been released yet. So.
It should be soon.
Okay.
Fiscal year, I think.
It just, most of those, if you have already approved the project, then you can't apply for other funding. So
The roofing and the air conditioning comes out of that $285,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
200,000.
Yeah. Okay.
And all those in favor?
No.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Is that a note, Sean?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Future items. Resolution 2025-26-01. Resolution authorizing requests for exemption from the STRS post-retirement 180-day waiting period. Suspension expulsion policy update. Cell phone policy. Artificial intelligence policy.
Will cell phone policy be on the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to have a suspension expulsion meeting beforehand.
We're going to try to
have an update.
I sent you guys the policy today in email that I got from the lawyer with his updates. And I said tonight, maybe we could.
Is that this one?
Nope. It's,
you said it's
today.
Yes, you know this.
Oh,
wow. And tonight, before we leave, let's look at our calendars and figure a time that we're going to do for the ad hoc committee.
The calendar's a little more.
Takes a few minutes to get this due today, unless you think it'll take longer.
Oh, no, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm good with that, too, without looking at my paper calendar.
Yeah, no, if you don't mind staying a few minutes, we can do it.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. This meeting can adjourn at 5:55. Gosh darn it. I'm going to make it 20 minutes.
So let me end this meeting.
Now, we need to go directly into the soaking.
Amen.